What is up? My name is Kevin Wu, and I'm an online fitness coach who helps men in their 20s lose weight and get abs for the first time through mindset, nutrition, and training. That's enough about me. Let's get right into today's episode.
Hey, what's going on? Welcome to the Live to Inspire podcast. 2022 is here. Have you not been living up to your own expectations? Well, this year, I'm going to tell you to be selfish. This year is all about you. Chase after your goals again this abs this year and make it all about you. What is going on, you beautiful people? So today, welcome to Live to Inspire podcast. It is a brand new freaking year. And it's a Monday too as well. So a lot of people are like, hey, I'm going to start on Monday. And also, I'm going to start a new year. So today, you have absolutely no more excuses. You hear that? Absolutely no more excuses to commit to yourself now. It's a Monday, it's a brand new year, and time is fucking now. A lot of you guys push it off, right to the Monday, to the next year, to the next month. Now it's a whole nother year. So let's go commit. Let's go make 2022 the best year yet. So today, we're talking about something that relates to that, is we're going to be very selfish this year. I'm going to tell you why this is what you need to do this year. Now, a lot of people like to kind of what we call people please, right? So the people please themselves. I like to be either A, the reason why people buy, like, let's say, fancy cars and that stuff is to be more liked by others. But what is it that we really, really want? What is it that we really, really desire? Now we're going to talk about some fitness kind of context. Now, do you guys really want to get your abs here for the very first time in your life, right? Cutting down, seeing your abs the very first time in your life. You always wanted, you always dreamed about it. And now is the fucking time. It's like, what do you truly want for yourself? Let me ask you, not for your girlfriend or partner itself, not for your friends, not for anybody else. I'll explain what I mean by that. Is let's just say your girlfriend or the partner, your friends want to go eat out, like, I don't know, every other day, or try out some new restaurants, like, all the time itself, or just want to kind of make you drink a little bit more alcohol in that sense. And you are trying to get these goals of seeing your abs, and you know inside that's not helping. What do you want for yourself? I, for example, made this commitment. I'm going to share with you kind of some stories themselves. So when I had my very first competition, I was like, I'm going to compete within the next year. And I actually set that date itself when that show came out. It was 8 months later. So I put some of my eyes out in the, like, exactly chose a show and registered 8 months before. But I knew I was going to do that show within that 1 year. I was committing everything I had. So I made my sacrifices, quote unquote. Now, I was very selfish. Right. So 8 months kind of prior itself, right? I would still hang out with all my friends and selves. And now my friend group at the time, they're great people itself, but just like they didn't really work out, didn't understand the fitness side of things. All they would do is pretty much hang out every single day and they would just smoke weed. And then after smoke weed, they get really high. They would just order like McDonald's off like the Uber Eats, get the dishes with like the $5 delivery in Canada. And pretty much they would just have the munchies and just eat and eat and eat. Now, they would always ask me, it's like, hey, do you want to smoke some weed? It's like, hey, it's like, why can't you smoke some weed? I'm like, no, I'm going to go commit to my goals itself. I'm competing this year. I'm giving it my all. And I actually lied to them itself. I told them the reason why I couldn't smoke weed to cells, I never can admit this, is because it was a drug tested federation. And now I knew the drug tested federation was more so steroids and things to get you jacked in that sense and not so like weed and those kind of drugs. Now, I didn't like smoking either, but like, I just didn't want to. I guess I was too much of a bitch to tell them. But like, I just kind of made the excuse. I'm like, yeah, I can't smoke because it's a drug tested federation and I won't be able to compete. I would get banned. So like, that was my excuse over there. Like, I knew inside though, like, I was selfish. I'm like, absolutely the fuck not. Although I did want to, you know, I felt kind of left out too as well. And eventually I kind of left that kind of friend group and never hung out. So I wanted to hang out with them every single day to like every other day to like once a week. And then I kind of stopped hanging with them, period, right? Because they didn't align with my goals. But I was selfish that year. And I promise you, if I did not making myself selfish that year and kind of agreed with them and just kind of joined the group itself, joined them in smoking weed, joined them in eating those McDonald's and that stuff and just participating in those kind of activities, I would not be where I am today. That year of being selfish to myself made me realize so much of myself, and I grew so much as a person because that same year too as well, I became a personal trainer and I was able to kind of help so many people. And that was my very first year, and that really kind of inspired a lot of things. Now, what is it that you want for yourself, right? You have to ask yourself that. Not what your girlfriend wants, not for your friends, not to please them itself, not to join it with the crowd, like even on New Year's itself. Like I was hanging out with people here in Colombia, and all the, they were doing some drugs and stuff, but they were also drinking, a lot of drinking. I did not touch anything, not a single ounce of alcohol or anything like that. That's not me, because I know what I want to do. I really want to commit, get really lean itself down to 185 and get towards a point where I'm able to kind of have that body where I could film my videos itself and just kind of have that wow factor. Because my real goal this year is really growing my social media following and growing kind of my impact on the world itself, because I know they come kind of hand in hand, because I know the more people kind of follow me, the more people I can reach with my messages, and also I could create different kind of content to inspire others to the best version of themselves and teach them too as well, and also impact more lives directly with my coaching. So like, I'm very selfish in that aspect because I know what I fucking want and I'm going to do it. They were trying to get me a drink so many times. Like, it was ridiculous. But like, I kept saying no and no, even for the drug side, things kept offering me. I'm like, no. And like, yeah, like even that night too, 12, it was New Year's. And when the clock hit 12, I went straight back home. I just wanted to hear the countdown, went straight back home, went to bed. Right now, for that reason. And also next day too as well, my buddy over here was hungover for the next like 24 hours. Like, I was concerned. I wouldn't even hear from him because like I went to his door, called the man, like the another friend I made in the same apartment to check on him and stuff like that. But he was hungover for another 24 hours. But I woke up next day at like 8:30 a.m. Did my fast cardio, did everything like normal itself, and did my workouts, everything. So I felt great. But like, I'm very selfish. I know what I want and I go after it. I don't do it for other people. I don't do it to participate in the crowd. I don't do it to fit in, because everybody that fits in itself is there for a reason, right? I want to stand out. I am fucking committed to my goals. So what do you want for yourself? And what are you going to do for yourself this year? You have to be selfish this year, because if you're selfish this year too as well, being selfish will get you better results, period. Being selfish will get you better results. Being selfish will inspire others, because most people won't be that selfish where, like, let's just say, you know, the group itself, you have 10 people that are drinking itself and they want you to drink. Most people will kind of cave and be like, yeah, okay. But being selfish for yourself and really standing out, I promise you, I inspired a lot of others, because all the time, when I'm in the situations in hostels, like in Europe, everybody would drink it around me, even like 20, 30 people plus, like even New Year's itself. I don't see like a single soul not doing, drugs or drinking or something like that. Everybody is absolutely hammered, because the next day too as well, the streets were so empty. Everything was closed. I had no idea. But like, I was selfish for myself. And every time I tell people, I don't want to drink. This is the thing. You don't tell them I can't drink. You tell them you don't want to, because when you tell them I can't, they're going to start asking why, and they're going to start be like, yeah, just one. And now when you tell them I don't want to, it's a whole nother mindset. It's you personally don't want to. You want to do something else to achieve these goals. You want to give something up. You are dedicated to your goal. And that tells them a whole nother side of you. It tells them that you're committed to your goals. And now every time I tell them I don't want to, it's like, wow. They're like, wow, I can never do what you do. It's like, oh, wow, I can never give drinking. It's like, and then they go like, don't you get these temptations? I'm like, no. It's like, don't you feel this way? No. It's like, don't you feel like you're not social? I actually thrive off in environments in the morning, not really in nighttime when I meet people. It's in the daytime, because I generally enjoy meeting people itself. Not when people are kind of hammered. A lot of people generally enjoy meeting people when they're hammered itself and then more social in that aspect. I generally enjoy just meeting people in the daytime, making those genuine connections. Because I found the differences was like, especially at nighttime when the people are drunk, they don't really remember anything which said or remember a lot less. And it's, you don't have that same kind of bond afterwards versus in the daytime. It's like you met them in the day, you build that bond itself, they remember everything, and it's just better. I like that. Like, I genuinely do like that. So being selfish for yourself will show you others around you too, it's possible. And now my goal is to live to inspire, right? To inspire other people to the best version of themselves. And that all aligns together. I know a lot of you guys too as well. It's pretty cool to see when people call me too as well. It's like they want to kind of inspire someone or like help somebody too as well. And that really makes me fucking happy. Like my impact is impacting more lives in that sense and it's impacting more lives, like a little chain effect. So be selfish for yourself this year. Go for what you want and don't just live life for the others themselves. Live the life that you want to. Live the life that you truly, truly want to. Be selfish for yourself. Be selfish for your goals. Go after them because I promise you in the end of the day, you're living life for yourself. You're not living life for others. You're going to be a lot more happier if you're living life for yourself and ultimately at the end of the day too as well. Us around you, they're eventually going to see that. They're going to see how much improvements you made. They're going to see the dedication you have. They're going to see all that and they're going to want to improve themselves, right? Because people want to follow leaders. People want to see that it's possible themselves. People want to see someone else they know do it and get through that because ultimately that's how people kind of know it's possible. Like that person that ran the 4-minute mile, nobody ever thought before him they could run a 4-minute mile. But once he broke that, once he believed it, because he believed it so hard that he broke that 4-minute mile. And there's been so many people in the world that broke that 4-minute mile now. It's like over like 150 or something like that. But nobody ever thought it was possible before that. Doctors even thought it was possible. But people want to see that's possible themselves, especially if it's something they know, then they're going to be inspired to that. So be fucking selfish for yourself and you're going to change more lives. You're going to be committed to your goals. You're going to get towards your goals a lot more because once you have this mentality of being selfish for yourself, you're going to go, you're going to have a mindset change. That mindset change is going to change your actions and your actions are going to change your results. So let's go get it. Let's go be selfish for yourselves and let's fucking go win 2022. Make it the best fucking year ever. Coach Kev signing.
That is the ending of today's episode of the Live to Inspire podcast. If you learned something today, then make sure to hit that subscribe button so you never miss out on an episode. Also, if you leave a written review on this podcast, that'd be greatly appreciated because that pushes this podcast to more people just like you. Thank you guys for tuning in to the Live to Inspire podcast, the number one podcast for men in the 20s trying to lose weight and get abs the first time. My mission is to inspire others to be the best version of themselves through fitness. So if you guys are tuning into this episode and want to lose weight and get your abs showing for the very first time, then DM me the words abs on Instagram at KevinWu_. That is KevinWu_. And we'll have a chat whether or not I can help you out lose that weight to get your abs showing for the first time.